Probably the most dramatic episode in this week's Seder of Shemot is where Moshe Rabbeinu encountered HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the burning bush. And as we know, Hashem instructed him to lead Bnei Israel out of Mitzrayim. And at the end of the passage, he said to him, Lech shuv Mitzrayim ki metu kol ha'nashim ha'mavakshim et nafshecha, that he should return to Egypt, because all the people who wanted to kill him were now dead. And the Meshech Chochma learns out from here that it was Davka because all the people who wanted to kill Moshe were now dead, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could tell him to go back to Mitzrayim. Why? Because even though Bnei Israel were in dire straits, there's no chiyuv for a person to endanger their own life in order to save somebody else's life. This question, is a person obligated to risk their life in order to save somebody else's life, is actually a sugya right at the end of Shulchan Aruch. In Choshen Mishpat Siman Taf Kaf Vav, which is the penultimate siman in Shulchan Aruch, discusses the chiyuv in general of saving another person's life. And the Beit Yosef quotes Yerushalmi that says that a person must be willing to put themselves into a situation of safek sakana, that's doubtful danger, in order to save somebody else's life. So it's not just a matter of standing safely on the riverbank and throwing a drowning man a life ring, but you also have to be willing to do more than that, even though it could end up in you losing your own life, chas v'shalom. And the Beit Yosef explains why, because the other person will definitely die if you don't do anything, whereas as far as you're concerned, it's only a safek, implying that it would be asur, or certainly unnecessary, for a person to put themselves in a position where they would definitely lose their life in order to save somebody else. Of course, the big question here is how do you measure safek sakana, and what amount of sakana is one obliged to risk in order to save somebody else? Is it only a safek if the odds of dying are less than 50-50? Or maybe it's still a safek as opposed to vadai at 80-20? And as I said, how do you actually measure such likelihoods? Is it even possible to say that there's a 48% chance of sakana as opposed to a 51% chance? Notably, Rav Yosef Karo brings this to Yerushalmi in the Beit Yosef, but he doesn't make reference to it in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Sama, in his commentary on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, says that this is because the Rif, the Rambam and the Rosh don't mention it. So therefore, Lamaisa, we don't paskin like it, and thus there's no fear for a person to endanger their life as somebody else, even if the danger to themselves is only a safek. But on the other hand, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Hakol lefi ha'inyan, v'yesh lishkol ha'inyan befeles, v'lo lishmor et atzmo yoter midai, that each case should be assessed on its own merits, and that you need to weigh up these matters very carefully, and that a person shouldn't be too protective of their own life when somebody else's life is in danger. That's not to say that the Aruch HaShulchan holds that one should behave with abandonment. It's just saying that if the risks are fairly low, then don't be hide behind the halacha when you've got the possibility of saving somebody else's life. Rav Osher Weiss has a tshuva on this subject at the end of the first chelek of Minchat Asher, where he addresses the question that if we hold like the Sama that we don't paskin like Yerushalmi, and therefore there's no chiyuv to put oneself into a position of safek sakana to save someone else, nonetheless, is a person allowed to be strict, or perhaps lenient, depending on how you look at it, and put themselves into such a position? You don't have to, but can you? And of course, these aren't such far-fetched scenarios, as besides being relevant in a military context such as Sahal, they also come up quite regularly in medical contexts. Is a person allowed to donate their kidneys or bone marrow? The doctors and medical professionals have to put themselves at personal risk in order to treat patients, etc., etc. So the Minchat Asher brings it as a machloket between the Netziv and the Tiferet Yisrael on the one hand who are permissive, and the Radbaz and Rav Moshe Feinstein on the other hand who don't allow it. He himself indicates that it depends on the degree of sakana involved. He says that if there isn't much danger, then even though me'ika hadin, you don't have to take the risk. Nevertheless, he says it's midat chasidut that you should. And on the other hand, if the level of risk is significant, then it's against the din to take the risk. He also brings you Yerushalmi, though, in Trumot, where Rav Imi was captured, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish went to rescue him, saying that either he'll manage to kill the captors, or he'll get killed. and that seems to demonstrate that one's permitted even to put oneself into quite a significant amount of danger to save somebody else. Still, in most instances, there's obviously no way of measuring a risk, and it also doesn't tell us what exactly is a significant risk and what's an insignificant risk. But by way of illustration, I did an internet search about the risks from bone marrow donation, where researchers looked at 27,000 donors and found one related death. So in truth, as far as that's concerned, I don't think the halakha was even regarded as safek sakana. That is negligible. It's not relevant. It's no sakana at all. But of course, with actual kidney donations, the statistical risk is going to be much greater. Obviously, much more has been written on this topic, but this at least is a brief introduction. Ad kan.